Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Today in Bajan History, we journey back to June 1911, when one of Bridgetown's busiest crossings became the center of public frustration and newspaper outrage. The focus was the famous Chamberlain Bridge, the swing bridge connecting the city to Bay Street and the southern districts. In those days, the bridge did more than carry carts, pedestrians, and tram cars. It also had to open to allow vessels to pass into the inner basin of the Carenage. According to the Barbados Agricultural Reporter of June 27, 1911, tempers flared after a schooner named General Laurie became stuck while entering the basin during low tide. The bridge had swung open at around 7:30 in the morning, but because the heavily laden vessel could not pass through, the bridge remained out of position for hours while everyone waited for the tide to rise. The result was chaos in Bridgetown. Traffic heading into the city had to be diverted across the Victoria Bridge, now known as the Charles Duncan O'Neill Bridge. Tram passengers traveling from Hastings were forced to disembark at Bay Street and walk through Fairchild Street and Bridge Street to reach their destinations. Carts, carriages, and other vehicles also had to take the long route around. For nearly half the morning, the normal flow of life in Bridgetown was disrupted. The newspaper accused the authorities of a lack of intelligent management and condemned what it described as nothing short of scandalous mismanagement. It argued that gross carelessness appeared to be the sole cause of the disruption, especially since tide tables were published daily by the Harbour Master's department. In the eyes of the editors, it should have been simple common sense to check both the ship's draught and the depth of the water before attempting the passage. In one particularly sharp line, the newspaper remarked that it would not take a wrangler in mathematics to determine whether the vessel could safely pass through. The editors also criticized the executive for failing to provide relief to the public, insisting there was no earthly reason why the bridge should remain open for more than half an hour at a time. Any longer delay, they argued, should require an explanation to the governor himself. The article also revealed something important about Barbados in the early 20th century. Bridgetown was already a busy modernizing capital, dependent on organized transport, commercial shipping, and careful urban management. Even in 1911, delays to public transportation and traffic congestion were matters of serious public concern. Today, more than a century later, Barbadians still debate traffic congestion, transport delays, and infrastructure management. This story of the swinging of the Chamberlain Bridge reminds us that frustrations of commuting and the demand for better public administration are not modern concerns at all. They have been part of everyday life in Bridgetown for generations.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.